Neverware, the makers of Cloud Ready, posted on Twitter and tagged us and said, you ready for this?
I am ready.
Sasha.
Yes?
This is Cloud Ready speaking.
Yeah.
Yes, Sasha, want to be the unofficial Cloud Ready Home Edition spokeswoman? It includes some Cloud Ready stickers to replace that Windows 7 one.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what would we do for stickers?
I know.
First of all, we would make it official that you, I guess.
I would be.
Why is it all you?
I love Cloud Ready.
I said some nice things about Cloud Ready. I love Cloud Ready. Do I get stickers?
I super love Cloud. Well, yeah, I'll share.
Can I have some stickers?
Hey, Cloud Ready. Okay.
I got sticker space. Hey, look at that Dell logo right there. We need to cover that with a Cloud Ready sticker. Category 5, Cloud Ready.
Just confirmed unofficial spokesperson of...
No.
Oh, my goodness.
You're now... Because you've confirmed it, you're now the official unofficial spokesperson.
Okay. You may have a sticker.
May I?
You may.
Wow.
Do you have actual buying power now?
Could I get a new laptop?
No.
Oh.
But you can, for free, install Cloud Ready on your laptop.
Can I?
Yes.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
And I can show you how.
How's it been going, by the way, with Cloud Ready?
Really?
Cloud Ready, of course, we've shown it on the show here. It is a free way that you can turn your laptop or desktop computer into a Chromebook or Chrome OS system. So you've converted this, what was a Windows 7 machine, that we then converted into Ubuntu Mate, that you then converted into a Chromebook using Cloud Ready. How's it been doing?
Love it.
I see you've got Discord up.
I have Discord up. So yeah, we had a little bit of a hurdle to jump to get Discord up, but it happened. It's up, and that was the final just piece of the pie.
That was the one thing that you were having issues with, and
I'm like, I love my laptop. I love Discord. Why can't you be friends?
So how did that come about? What did you have to go through to get Discord working? Because it was working originally.
Yes, it was working, and then all of a sudden, bam! I think it was like an update.
Maybe an update.
Right. So I was borrowing yours for the show, your laptop for the show, so I could be on Discord. But I wasn't loving how that felt because this one is the one I love. So I was at my house on Sunday night, popped into Discord on my phone, doing my homework on my laptop, and making really good homemade
on your Cloud Ready Chromebook.
Yes.
We need to rename it now. It's no longer a laptop. It's a Cloud Ready Chromebook.
Exactly.
I feel like while she's relaying how wonderful this is, we should zoom in so it's just Sasha.
Right.
Because she is now the unofficial official spokesperson. Or official unofficial.
Do we really need to make it official? I'm not even allowed to be in the frame.
No, you better be in the frame. We gotta do this together. Okay. So
just try to pump up the ego. All
right. I'm on Discord, and I am on my phone, and I'm like, oh, I still don't have my laptop. Marshman.
Yeah. Bill Marshall.
Yeah.
We know him. He was here in person. He drove 8 hours with his wife to be here in Studio D
for a broadcast. He popped on in onto my laptop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Onto your Cloud Ready Chromebook.
Cloud Ready Chromebook. He did
that. That's cool.
So he popped on in there and just played around a little bit, talked to Garby as well, was in the chat room between the two of them. I don't know. I could not follow exactly what they did. Bill was everywhere.
So it's
It
was like a scene from Star Trek where the aliens are talking over Will Riker, and it's just like...
Yeah.
And you know that they're operating. You don't really know what they're doing.
No clue.
But you're just, awake. You're awake and you hear the noises and you know something's happening.
Right. So pretty much I just watched. I was eating. I made homemade mango sherbet. It was delicious.
And I don't know how we got there, but we got there.
Okay, so I'm just eating it, watching it happen, and all of a sudden, bam, I have Discord.
It works.
Yes.
How did Marshman get into your laptop in the first place? Because that's the security question that will come up. People will say, is Cloud Ready secure? Can people just remote in and get access to it?
No, I had to install a thing.
A thing. If you want to give remote access, this is the official, unofficial spokeswoman for Cloud Ready here. You install a thing.
That's right.
Can you please expand on that?
You install a thing, and that thing gives you a code, and you tell them the code.
Are you talking about TeamViewer?
Yes. Oh, yes. Team viewer.
All right.
This is painful.
And then there's like a password situation.
It's like charades.
Okay. It really is.
A little bit.
I'm waiting for her to say like widget or bidet or something, like some random word.
But I got it first guess, so I'm up 2 points.
Okay. So then pretty much right after that, he was in. It asks a few times throughout whether or not I want him to remain in the actual
crumb. Okay.
Like, just because it takes time, and I guess it's secure that way. Mm-hmm. So it would kick him off if I said no. But
sure.
I was happy to have him there. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, something about a flat pack. Is that a thing? Flat pack?
Flat pack?
Yeah.
App images and stuff? And I think drop that, and okay.
That happened.
So just reinstalled Discord.
Yes.
In a different method.
Right.
Okay.
Now I have it.
Cool.
Yes.
So, needless to say, it's working, it's fast, it's doing everything that you need it to do. How's it been for, like, school and everything else?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Everything about it is intuitive, easy to use. I have tons of space in my, like, storage
space.
Isn't
that interesting?
Yeah.
Because a Chromebook in and of itself, like, if you went out and bought a Chromebook, essentially, because it's meant to use the cloud, they have very little storage.
Right.
Internally.
Right.
So because you've actually converted an old school laptop into a Chromebook using Cloud Ready, you've still got the hard drive that was originally Windows 7, so it's however many hundreds of gigs versus maybe the 8 gigs that you might have had in a Chromebook or 16 gigs or something like that. So you've got massive amounts of space for stuff.
Right.
Which you don't even really need.
Nope.
It's just like overkill.
I just have it.
It's overkill. Yeah. Marshman says, and you see it there on your screen, I guess we're not refreshing again here on Discord on the right-hand side of your screen. That's okay. We'll fix that during the break. Marshman does say in Discord, TeamViewer did not work, as a matter of fact. On Chrome OS, it only works out of the OS, not in. We had to install the remote desktop extension. That's interesting.
Oh, okay.
Remote desktop extension gave him access temporarily to be able to help you.
There we go.
Here we are again, Marshman with the answers.
That's right.
Always with the answers. Always
just
with the answers.
I feel like I'm amongst two geniuses at all times.
And there you go. You're all set. So that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
And now you get stickers.
And now I get stickers.
And apparently, she's going to share those stickers. So please send 3.